Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this May 21st, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and we're welcoming into the studio today our friends from NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties. We have Andrea Morrow with us. Good afternoon, Andrea.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Thanks, Zach. Good to see you. And we have with us as well Linda Freilich. Linda, it is good to see you again.
Good to see you, too, again.
It's nice to have you guys here. And I always like to make sure that the audience understands where I'm coming from with some of these things as the guy asking the questions. And I have no journalistic integrity when it comes to this subject. I care very deeply about mental health. It's very important to me, and it's something that has been a part of my life from day one. My mother and her family has struggled with manic depression, and it was something that I was very aware of at a very young age. It was something that I was aware that could affect my brother and sister and I, and if we had children, and so many of these things. And I literally have been talking about this my whole life. And it's so great to see a day and age where we can talk about this and we don't have to do it like this. We can talk about it in a raised voice. I think we've come a long way as a society when it comes to that subject. It also means, though, that we have a long way to go. We're a work in progress. Mm-hmm. All of us are. And I think we've done a really good job of talking about mental health and not having as much of a stigma as it used to. But now the real work seems to come in, where we got to start looking in the mirror and we have to start doing some of this work ourselves. And we are so thankful that we have an organization like NAMI around that is able to help guide people through this or be supportive to people about this. And I want to get into that a little bit more with y'all. But before we do, I imagine that there might be some people out there that don't know what NAMI is and what you guys do. Can we discuss that to start off with? And Linda, if you don't mind.
So NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It was actually started in the late 70s in Madison, Wisconsin, so yay, hey. Mm-hmm. And by two mothers that met, realized they had both had sons dealing with schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. And what are they doing? Where were they supposed to go in the 70s? They started an organization which became a national organization, which is held in Virginia. There is a state organization, every state of the United States, and some internationally. And then we are NAMI Portage Wood Counties. We cover people right here in the area of our counties. And there's 27, is that correct? 27 affiliates or across the state of Wisconsin?
That's what I saw, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
27 affiliates throughout the state of Wisconsin that cover different counties. So we locally provide education, support, and advocacy for people dealing with a mental illness. And our organization is a total volunteer group. So we're there to help you whenever we can and whenever you need us.
Yeah, and this is interesting. Talking about this subject, I think some people out there may think that it is a heavy subject, and there is some seriousness that has to be said about it. But I'm going to be smiling throughout a lot of this interview because I'm so proud of this organization. I'm proud of our communities and our areas, and so many people out there that I think a lot of us are surprised by looking and seeking help and reaching out. The strongest individuals I've ever known have been able to do this. Understand that they don't have all the answers. Understand that sometimes we need a hand up. And that's a big part of what NAMI is there for, is that support, is that ability to be able to, hey, you are not alone in this. Hey, you don't have to go through this journey by yourself. There's also the monthly support group meetings and some of those that I want to get into. If you don't mind, I did want to touch on just one subject, and this doesn't just come from me. I talked to my mom a little bit about this before we got together because, like any good Jewish son, I talked to my mother before any – no. This is a bit of her wheelhouse. This is something she's also studied and looked into a lot of her life. And for us, one of the questions that came out of it was, well, how do you know that you could use the NAMI service? How do you know that you might be in need of them or you should reach out for help? Especially here in the Midwest, we're so adamant of, we'll just walk it off. Whatever it is, a broken leg or a bad day, you just walk it off, or you don't want to bother people with your problems, or so many of these things that these mental games that we do to ourselves to keep us from seeking help sometimes. And some people might be in those situations where just having a bad day, or it may be something more than that. the something more than that is where I wanted to lean, and how you can maybe tell the difference. And certainly keeping in mind, this is not a black and white situation, and this is not going to apply for everybody. You have to kind of look in the mirror and look at your own self and what applies to you and what doesn't. But there are some telltales. There are some signs that kind of can lead to that. Do you mind if we touch on that a little bit?
Absolutely.
So for you guys, what was one of the standout things to you that, okay, this is more than just a bad day?
For me personally, I live with bipolar disorder type 1, which used to be known as manic depression. Now it is considered bipolar disorder. And for me, I noticed that there were many alarming behaviors that were over a sustained period of time that were disrupting my life, my personal life, my work life, my family life. And that really led to my family recognizing and myself recognizing that something was not right. And it came down to something really severe happening. And I said, this isn't me. This is not my typical behavior. And that's what led me to go towards a diagnosis and try to figure out what was wrong. And part of that process was working with a therapist. I started with a therapist. And she recognized some of these things too and thought, hey, we probably should get you tested. And then I did the formal tests and got the diagnosis, and that's really how the process goes. Is it's very much, there is testing for some of the mental illnesses, but a lot of it is very situational and subjective. And even if you just go to your primary care provider, they're able to screen you and say, you know, do you have trouble getting out of bed? Are you not eating? Are you overeating? Do you feel really sleepy? Do you have low energy? For things like bipolar disorder, is there that manic behavior, the really high energy, the disruptive behavior, the dangerous behaviors? There are lots of signs. And like you said, James, a lot of it is self-awareness, that recognizing that this isn't how I used to be, or maybe this is how I've always been, but it just doesn't feel right. I feel like there could be something better out there. And it's taking those steps and advocating for yourself. Nobody's going to advocate for you until you start that process yourself and really say, hey, I need help. And it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to take medications. It's okay to go to therapy. It's okay to do these things that you need to do for yourself to get your brain in a better, healthier place.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Very well said. Linda, did you want to add anything?
I do. I would say my husband definitely would say irritability was the first. And we thought it was just some marriage issues we had. We had three little kids starting a business, and the irritability was something that we really noticed then, till when I finally went and sought help too. Some people have suicidal thoughts also. That can be a real trigger. And I know Andrea touched on this too, the low motivation. Not being able to do normal tasks was a big sign for me. I could not get myself into a grocery store. I couldn't do it. I could not do the simple little things. I'd get my kids off to school and go to bed. So those were things we really, really noticed back in the day.
Some really good notes, especially, you know, motivation. A lot of us can deal with lack of motivation, but it's the simple task motivation, I think, is so key to that, what you said there. That's a really good note.
Mm-hmm. And each mental illness is going to have its own set of symptoms. So it's very important to make note of exactly what you're experiencing so you can share that with the people that can help you. And while not NAMI is not able to diagnose mental illness, we're here to support you if you're having those symptoms. We can help through our support groups to guide you to some resources that may be able to help you, things like that. So it's just so important that if you recognize something within yourself, or you have friends or family that say, hey, this maybe isn't typical behavior for you, that you do take those steps, because you're the only one that can help yourself.
Yeah. I think there's a couple of things that really stand out to me about what you guys have said, and all great information, and I really appreciate it. The being diagnosed, it can go a long way for people. It can have two sides to it. For me, when I was 16, I was tested for just about everything, the gamut of things. And my parents were wondering if I was struggling with depression or something along those lines. I have some HDAD, and I also have hyperempathy. And that was really playing on my moods and my feelings and stuff and what I was pulling from others. Once I understood that, it took years, granted, but I finally got to a place of where I understood, okay, these are my feelings, or, oh, I'm feeling something from somebody else, and being able to differentiate that. That's just for me. Everybody out there might have something else or not. At least, either way, if you find out and you do have a diagnosis, you're better prepared going forward. Or maybe find out you don't have a diagnosis. You don't have something along those lines. So then you know this is the plan of attack I have for this going forward.
And it is possible to have more than one diagnosis. There are what's called comorbid conditions, and those are where you have a main diagnosis, but there's other mental illnesses that travel behind that and compound the symptoms and the things you're experiencing. And it's important to remind yourself that it's okay. You are okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You are not an imperfect person. We all have a little bit of imperfection in us, but it's how we handle that and what we do to help improve ourselves that really matters. And that's a big focus of NAMI, is letting you know that you aren't alone, that we have these groups and the classes and all the things that we can offer to help support our community. And that is our whole mission, like Linda said, to educate, support, and advocate for mental illness. And it's just such an important topic. And again, we can't thank you enough for having us on today, and we're loving this conversation.
One thing that I would like to add to the conversation, and I don't mean to pull an audible on you all or anything like that, but it is coming to mind as we're talking about this, especially when we're talking about things that can hold us back from this. And certainly there's a lot of things in the Midwest and a lot of things Americans in general really feel. But one of the things that can keep us from doing things so often is shame. So often it can be that. It can
100%.
Be the need for help can keep you back from something. And I have to say, and I think that a lot of people will echo this, the strongest human beings I've ever known. My mother is the strongest person I've ever met in my life. And she has never hesitated from this. It took her a while to get there. By the time I got to know her, of course, as an adult and everything, as a kid, her and as an adult, she had come a long ways with this. But she struggled through her teenage years and early 20s, seeking help, even telling anybody she was having a bad day, let alone looking for help for it and everything. You deserve the best life. You deserve goodness. You deserve happy days. And you can fight for those things. You can get those things. It takes time. Sometimes it takes work, but it's worth it. And you can come out the other side of it.
And recovery is possible. I love what you just said, because recovery is possible. And you have to do the work. You have to take those steps. It's not going to get better until you do things to help yourself and seek that support. But I have been stable for the most part on my mental health meds for about 5.5 years. And I like to say that I'm living, walking, breathing proof that recovery is possible. Will there be setbacks? Absolutely. I will be living with this disease my entire life. But you can do what you need to do to really help yourself. And that's what we want to do, is help you find those ways that you can help yourself.
Mm-hmm. Andrew. Okay.
So this is Linda. I got connected.
Yeah, sorry,
that's okay. I got connected with NAMI probably back in, I'm 62, so when I was 38. Mm-hmm. So I've been connected for a while. Didn't really get that involved. What I found really interesting about NAMI is things that we're trained in, and we choose to train as a volunteer, is we have firsthand experience with that. Mm-hmm. So I'm one of the co-facilitators in Stevens Point for our support group. Andrea's one here in Rapids. And I got trained for that. I chose to be trained for that because I myself deal with it, and so I can support other people. So if people are trained in family to family class to teach a class, or a family support group facilitator, that's because they have a family member or friends that deal with mental illness. I'm trained in a program we can do called In Our Own Voice, where we go out and we can train to learn to tell our own story out there, which is very powerful and very eye-opening for people. And you talked about your mom being tough and strong. I feel that I'm that type of person. I can tell you, in my beginning of all of this and learning all of this, I can say I didn't feel as strong, but I always had hope. And that's one thing about NAMI. We never give up hope. We have hope And we really promote that. Mm-hmm. So we are not professionals. None of us are professionals, but we're trained in things that we know and have life experiences with, which I think is huge.
That goes a long way. I think a lot of us out there feel more comfortable talking and speak and sharing with people that have walked a similar path,
yep.
Degrees or not. I think that that's the real education.
Mm-hmm. The lived experience is really what impacts people. When you can talk about your own experiences, and it goes back to the whole NAMI principle of you are not alone. When you can share what you're going through, like Linda does with the In Our Own Voice, and like I do with presentations at my employer, it's just that's what people connect with. And that's what really makes them think, hey, you know what, maybe something is not quite right, but it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Andrea and Linda from NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties, and I'd like to get into some of the different groups and support groups that are available for people. There's a wide variety, and they meet a lot.
I got the sheet. Okay, so we have a peer support group, one each month, and we cover Portage and Wood County, so our larger cities. We have one in Stevens Point a month, one in Wood County in Wisconsin, Rapids, and Marshfield. So in Stevens Point, we hold it the first Thursday of every month. Do you want me to tell locations or should...
Sure.
Okay, so that's held at the St. Paul Lutheran School in Stevens Point on Wyatt Avenue from 6:15 to 7:45. NAMI always does things in a buddy system, so there's always two facilitators or two teachers at everything that we do. The one in Wisconsin Rapids is held the third Wednesday of each month from 6 to 7:30, and that's at the United Methodist Church on Garfield.
Please come join us.
And the one in Marshfield is the fourth Tuesday of each month from 6 to 7:30, and that's held at the Faith Lutheran Church on Cherry Avenue. I want to comment that a lot of our locations of places may be a public building, may be a church. NAMI has no affiliate to any church. We, as a NAMI Portage Wood Counties, are a whole total volunteer organization. We don't have our own building. We don't have that kind of funds. Mm-hmm. So we get free space from places, and that's why we hold things at churches, mm-hmm. Or at the library and things like that. Mm-hmm. Then our family support groups, we have two of those throughout the month, and the first one is in Stevens Point on the first Monday of the month, which is 6:30 to 8 p.m. again at St. Paul Lutheran School, and the second one is in Wisconsin Rapids, which is the second Monday of the month, that's from 6 to 7:30, that's again at United Methodist Church on Garfield in here in Rapids.
I would like to say a gigantic thank you to all the churches, libraries, the organizations that host these, let NAMI come in and be able to do the vital work that they are doing. Really do appreciate those organizations, those different groups of people.
Without them, we would not be able to hold these support groups, and we are so, so thankful and so grateful that they allow us to use these spaces.
As a side note, it also speaks to how we need to support you guys more and get you guys more funding and be there for you all, because you're doing some really important work, and it's only going to get more and more important as we go forward here. The genie's out of the bottle. We're not putting it back in. We're not going backwards with mental health. Those days are over. Mm-hmm. And in order to go forward, organizations like yours need funding and need support. And I encourage people to look into other ways of being able to do that kind of thing.
Thank you.
I also wanted to mention that you all, speaking of that kind of thing, you guys want to do more, and you'd like to be able to have classes. You'd like to be able to do more hands-on, I imagine, and some of that. We just need to know if you guys want that out there, you listeners out there need that. If a community is looking for it, please reach out to NAMI and let you guys know more, I imagine.
Absolutely. Our website, NAMIPortageWoodCounties.org, has a lot of information. There's a lot of contacts you can reach out to on that website with all the information for those people.
And we are also on social media. I happen to be the social media manager, wink, wink. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So please go ahead and find us on there. A lot of our events and things like that are listed on Facebook. And we make little videos and things like that on TikTok all about mental health and mental illness. And we hope to reach as many people as possible, which is why we also do the social media. And like Linda said, we are a completely volunteer affiliate, and everything we do is donation-based. We are not able to provide what we provide without community support. And we want to be out there as much as possible. So when you support us, that allows us to support you.
Mm-hmm. It goes a long way to businesses out there. There are a few things that are going to help you more PR-wise in attaching yourself to NAMI. That looks good. That is always a good thing if that's an incentive for you. Hopefully you're doing this for the good reasons and for your heart and all that. But if you're running a business, you got to think about the checks and balances and everything. This is a great thing to attach yourself to. Absolutely. If you're an individual out there, there are few things that are going to make you feel stronger, better than being able to put into an organization like this. There's also presentations that you guys offer, whether you need, this is another way to support NAMI.
Absolutely. So we have a couple of things we do. We do a chat presentation, which is for the third through sixth graders in any school. You need to contact us. My information is on the website. And chat is a presentation we do at the schools where we talk about mental illness. How does it look like just any other illness? To break the stigma at a young age, and I have done numerous ones of those, and it amazes me how much children at that age know about mental illness. And it gives them an outlet to talk about it. They may share personal things that they deal with in their family. It is such rewarding work, and just to really make a difference. Mm-hmm. Another one we do is in our own voice training. People are trained who can go out and share their own experiences, go share their own story about mental illness. That comes along with, both of them come along with a PowerPoint presentation that NAMI National or NAMI Wisconsin has put together. They're amazing presentations, very eye-opening, never been disappointed in the people that attend them. They just can't believe how much they've learned in that hour. And then another one we can do is, it's a hearing voices simulation where people that deal with schizophrenia will hear voices. And so it's actually setting with using audio information, actually sitting and listening to voices that come through and what people would be dealing with on that while we complete some simple tasks that we give you. And it's eye-opening for people to see how does somebody live their life listening to these things during their daytime. So those are three of the ones that I can think of that we do that are so important to get out in the community.
And there's a lot more that the NAMI wants to do. Reach out to them, find out ways that you can help support what they're doing, and maybe they can support you and help you. Encourage others to do that. If I can, just one last thing I did want to mention, kind of piggybacking on the whole conversation, but something that we've all touched on, all three of us, and the idea of being diagnosed. And I never, to each their own, you live your life the way you will, but I hear from so many older individuals that are getting diagnosed at a later age, and so much becomes clear to them. Oh, this is why I've always been this way, because of this. It's better than no. It really is. And when you do these things, there's no sentence here that happens with this. This is a gift. This is you understanding your brain and your body more. It's not a anybody's fault kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We're getting more and more data as we're going forward here. We're still mapping the brain, everybody. I mean, there's a lot here. So older generations, it's not your fault necessarily that you didn't know these things or we didn't have some of this stuff available. As it was said earlier, Linda mentioned earlier, it's been since the 70s that NAMI's been around. So we know that this is something that's been important for a long time, for decades. We're just kind of catching up now. Give yourself some grace and reach out and seek help if you need it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think when COVID hit was a real turning point for mental illness. I think people realized what that, not even physically what that did for people, but what it really did for a lot of people as far as isolation. And I know that we're seeing that in our youth and young people, and that population, very serious signs are showing right now, and they really need our support. They need our help as well. And the other thing I want to say is everything we do is for free. So please reach out to us because we are willing to be there for you and to help you through this process.
Mm-hmm. I cannot thank you guys enough. Thank you both so much for what you're doing for our communities, what you're sharing time with me today, and your own journeys. Thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate it. I admire it, and I appreciate the inspiration. Thank you for the conversation.
Thanks a lot, James.
Thank you to Andrea and Linda from NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties for joining us today. Doors always open, you two. We'll talk again real soon.
Awesome.
Love it.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.